Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Truck drivers, listen up. Schneider is holding hiring events near you, seeking drivers of all experience levels for a wide variety of career opportunities. Meet a Schneider recruiter April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. and noon to 2 p.m. at Schneider Chicago facility. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 and noon to 2 at Schneider Chicago facility. Get full event details, learn more about Schneider, and search all of Schneider's opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Golfers, Eaglewood Resort in Itasca awarded Best Golf Course in Illinois is a must play. Score some points this Father's Day by purchasing a $150 golf gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Call 630-773-1400 or visit EaglewoodResort.com.
I am Lisa Ezek, president of Sercom Incorporated. We're a small company, but we're big in the field.
And I'm Marlene Rosenberg, CEO. My husband, Roger, started Sercom in 1968 in Chicago.
Sercom is short for circuits and components. We are helping our customers design and build industrial controls and electronic products. And our core strengths are having those close relationships with our customers and getting involved in their success. We look at economics. We look at ways to save them money. American Charter Bank has a lot of the same core values that we do, the relationship, the understanding of our business. It's been huge in our success.
American Chartered works for Sercom and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
Nothing's the same since you went away. My eyes are red, the sting and the pain, and I'm the only one to blame. Drowning in tears, don't know what to do. I've been crying forever since I ran out of you. I ran out of you. My dear contact lenses, no more contact lenses. I miss you most of all.
Download our app and get free expedited shipping on your first order. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
More than
it's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
At 4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Trevor Van Riemsdyk likely to play tonight for the Blackhawks for the first time since mid-November. Joel Quenneville on what TVR brings to the Hawks lineup.
Real steadiness to the back end. He's got real good pace to puck. He's got good reads. He's got a good stick, positionally aware. And thought he came into our team out of the blue this summer and had an outstanding beginning to the season for us. And I think he adds another dimension to our back end.
It's game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. The puck dropped just after 7 tonight. Hawks also expect to have Brian Bickell in the lineup after he missed the last two games with vertigo. Ben Bishop not confirmed as the starting goaltender for Tampa Bay, but he did participate in the morning skate as the starter. Baseball, White Sox host the Astros. Carlos Correa makes his debut for Houston, former first overall pick. He was hitting .335 in the minors with 10 home runs, 44 RBI, and 18 steals. He'll face Chris Sale for the White Sox pregame on The Score at 6:35. Also tonight, the MLB draft, the White Sox picking 8th, the Cubs 9th, and Illinois taking on Vanderbilt in the Super Regional of the NCAA tournament as we speak. It is the top of the 4th inning. Illini lead Vanderbilt by the score of 2-1. Football, the Bears inked Tracy Porter to a one-year deal. The cornerback spent 4 seasons with the Saints, made an interception in Super Bowl 44, which capped the victory for New Orleans. Last year, he played for Washington. U.S. women's soccer team begins its World Cup run, a Group D match against Australia tonight. And Steve Prohm, the new head coach at Iowa State, replacing Fred Hoiberg on a reported 5-year deal from the former Murray State coach. Scoreboard update is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest, wchampionship.com. And join the Score and Tito's Handmade Vodka at the Ogden in the West Loop for every home game throughout the finals. Catch all of the action live with Chicago's number one source for all hockey coverage. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score, tonight at 6:35, White Sox host the Astros on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Scores and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the Killer Bees.
15 years on the Score.
Armando and Bartlett, you are on the Score.
I'd like to say that I think Stephen Curry is a better player than LeBron right now.
LeBron James lays it in, gets his first two. James falling away. Nice shot from LeBron James. James floats that one. And LeBron James now with 6 points.
LeBron James.
He's the MVP this year. Why isn't he the best player?
Because he's not better than he is.
James gets to the rim easily. James off balance has double figures already. James knocks down the three. James has 26. LeBron James having one of those special games.
LeBron James.
We're dealing with a dope here. Seriously, are you a child?
He's the better player this year.
No, he's not.
James steps back. Nails the three-pointer. LeBron James now at 29. James drives, kicks it out in the corner. Back out to Smith. Open three. Got it. LeBron James, another playoff triple-double.
LeBron James.
He is not the better player.
He's the better player this year.
Not true. This conversation is everything wrong with sports radio.
James settles for a three and nails it. Timeout Golden State. LeBron James from downtown.
LeBron James.
An inspiring bounce back win for the Cavaliers.
No, not at all.
Your basketball knowledge sucks.
You just provided every bit of evidence at 50,000 watts.
No,
made yourself look like an idiot.
It's sports radio, bro.
Boers and Bernstein.
LeBron James.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
At 4:05, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Boers and Bernstein, we are out and about today. The Ogden.
And if you are out, you may want to get inside if you are in the area, because the National Weather Service in Chicago has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cook County and DuPage County. They're saying 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. So stay away from windows and be careful.
How long does that last, Dr. Weather? Is that like an hour storm, 2 hour storm? What's going on?
It's until 4:30 p.m. Central, so it's just a line
right
that
now,
is that is going to blow through. Yeah, like right about now. And of course,
right
it's the
now.
Day when my car is outside. Of course.
And let's double that, because my car is not outside.
Well,
thank you.
And actually, it was half-dollar size hail a moment ago.
Yeah, see, but it's shrinking.
It has since been changed. So when they get it down to nickel size, dime size hail, then I think, hey, all good. No worries. But you're right. I think we were here either last summer or the summer before.
The Hawks finals against the Bruins. We spent the entire day outside because the entire sky was so black. We were supposed to have the storm of the century.
Right.
With giant winds and death for everybody and everything. And it was raining slightly as we got out there. That was the day Matt was riding around with the bicycle guy.
Oh, yeah.
he was riding up and down Madison with his buddy. So,
but I actually heard earlier today, I want to just jump in real quick with some Cubs stuff. Heard some rumblings earlier that something might be happening today with the Cubs, possibly a trade of some type. Was trying to work on getting any kind of details on it. Was told that it might be kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
Working towards getting information on the trade, and still hearing that they're close to a deal. There's something that's holding up the deal from going through at this point. Don't know what it is. And just, you know, trying to put two and two together, trying to figure out without any names being involved. I did just, you know, recently the Phillies signed Kevin Correa, veteran right-handed pitcher. He was released 10 days ago. They signed him to a major league contract.
Ooh, meaning maybe Cole Hamels is
so it might be a possibility. I mean, I know the Phillies needed another pitcher, but they're not doing anything this season. And Kevin Correa is not a guy that's not going to help you for anything this year or the future. So they might need someone to fill a rotation spot if there's someone leaving a rotation spot. I don't know. But there's something happening with the Cubs, and it certainly is close from what I'm being told, so we'll keep on top of it. If we hear anything else, we'll let you know.
Do you expect Starlin Castro to be involved?
I have not been told any names.
Okay.
But all
right. If it's a big deal, that would be the most logical name I think you'd hear because nobody else is going anywhere.
If you want me to make a guess on it, educated guess, with his 13th error, and I know, you know, and where I know they're probably waiting for more information, too, as far as the injury to Javi Baez, how serious that might be and what it might be as far as length of time. Because I know they were going to actually bring Baez up this week to play third base and start the Chris Bryant in the left field thing and get that all worked out. If you want me to guess, I would say Starlin's involved, but who knows? I mean, we'll see how it all plays out.
No, that's good stuff, though. So keep it here, and we will update you as we
find out. Well, the Cubs are feeling it.
And Joe Dredge wants to know, is there wind damage expected? And several people are saying, guys, get a book on your head immediately. Yeah, did you bring one?
I did not. Maddie, you got a book?
We need like a hardcover book because we know.
I can't put tape on my head.
But you can.
It's tape just, will not work.
It's not going to protect you from the hail the size of
grapefruits. iPad will not protect me. I need a book. Somebody quick, grab me a book.
No, that's not going to work. Sorry.
That's no good stuff.
No,
I feel like buried in this corner here. Yeah. I'm okay. I'm good.
Well, there are a lot of windows
around here,
but this kind of looks bad again.
Yeah, it looks bad, and we're going to have to cancel everything and leave. What? No, we're not. Anyway, you know what? I think the Cubs, Matt and I talked about this before, there's no doubt that you win 3 out of 4 in Washington, and you've been stuck on this 4 or 5 games better than 500. They're feeling a little bit. I mean, you're at that place now
good.
In the National League where you say, hey, you know what? Why not now? Why not now? Why are we waiting? We're probably going to do some eventually anyway.
Now, here's a story by Ken Rosenthal we were talking about the woman that got hit by the bat and the netting potentially at baseball fields. I did not know this. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports reports if Major League Baseball had acted on a request by its players, the broken bat that seriously injured a woman at Fenway Park Friday night never would have reached the seats. The players, in each of the last 2 rounds of collective bargaining, proposed that protective netting extend down the foul lines and even to the foul poles. The owners rejected the proposals for the 2007 and 2012 labor agreements, citing concerns that additional netting would detract from the experience of ticket buyers in certain premium seats.
Well, but the premium seats are behind the plate.
Correct.
You really
your most,
spend
your
the money.
Scout seats, your most expensive seats, are already behind netting.
That's what I thought. And the thing is,
see, I did not know that.
I think that nobody feels worse than that player does when that happens. Of course they want to protect themselves from it. You think a guy wants to hit somebody in the head with a ball or a bat
and
injure them?
Yeah, the idea that Starlin Castro didn't know that woman was hit behind the screen when she was leaning up against the screen. Yeah, the game was stopped for 9 minutes. Like, he's not going to realize what's going on? Well, you saw it happen. He fouled it back. He looked over, and down she goes.
Yeah,
with the help.
We were debating it last night, and I really, you know, I said, when you sit in the best seat, you look through the screen, and if you're going to do what you do, what people do these days, which is not paying attention a lot of times, and again, you point out correctly, there's a lot of things going on, and a lot of people just like to talk on their phone, whatever, you need the netting. You need the netting. And I think I've seen players quoted on how bad they feel. How awful they feel when that happens. Even for, say, just that broken bat. You don't know you can do about that. You swing the bat breaks.
And that earlier caller that said that they'd fixed the breaking bats, not really, because there are so many certified bat manufacturers now.
Yeah.
There's any number of makers of wood bats that are doing whatever they want with some of these maple bats and composite bats and everything.